Biden's classified document scandal. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And pressure to investigate is becoming a bipartisan effort.
Two Democratic senators, Tim Kaine and Joe Manchin, both facing re-election in 2024, say they also want to see this matter investigated. Manchin telling our colleagues at Fox Digital, quote, "The reports about President Biden's mishandling of classified documents are extremely irresponsible and disturbing. These allegations should be investigated fully." The new Republican chairman of the House Intel Committee sent a letter to Biden's intelligence chief more than 10 days ago and says he hasn't heard back, requesting a damage assessment on Biden's classified documents, the same type of assessment done when the similar documents were taken from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. And in just the month of December, 17 people on the terrorist watch list attempted to cross the U.S. southern border. This as a record number of migrants continue pouring into the U.S. and legislators look for solutions.
We got over 216,000 that just passed the month of December. Doesn't include the getaway. So we have to address this in a way that historically has to be taken in a very different step.
Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Queller tells Fox's Cavuto Live that a lack of Border Patrol agents and updated technology are making matters worse. Plus, airlines are overbooking more flights than usual. This also comes a few weeks after a system outage at the FAA briefly grounded all flights nationwide.
The delays and cancellations, but what if you have a ticket to fly, you get to the airport and they tell you, sorry, we overbooked the flight, you can't fly. That process called bumping, apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal in their annual airline scorecard, is on the rise. Last year, they say Frontier bumped 6,000 people. Normally, pre-pandemic, they would bump less than 1,000. And Frontier was not alone in doing the process. Southwest and American, also top three bumpers of all of the airlines.
Fox's Jeff Flock. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're still awaiting an appeals court decision out of Minnesota over Derek Chauvin's conviction in the death of George Floyd.
An attorney for Derek Chauvin argued that the former Minneapolis police officer's conviction in George Floyd's death should be thrown out over legal and procedural errors that he says hindered his client.
In a courthouse that's surrounded by two armored personnel carriers and a squad of National Guard troops, all of whom are there for one purpose, in the event that the jury acquits the defendant.
Attorney William Mormon also arguing that a juror was biased and lied in a questionnaire. State prosecutors argued that Chauvin's rights were not prejudiced. He's also serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And it appears the 6-year-old Virginia boy accused of shooting his teacher made threats to another teacher at his school.
The Washington Post learning that Abigail Zwerner requested help from officials at Richneck Elementary School about her student's behavior, including a threat to light a teacher on fire and watch her die. Fellow teachers say the issue was dismissed. Zwerner was teaching a first grade class in Newport News, Virginia, when the boy pulled out a 9mm handgun owned by his mother and fired at her. Richneck Elementary School has come under hefty criticism for their handling of this 6-year-old when the school district superintendent acknowledged a tip that the boy had a gun with him that day, but failed to uncover the weapon after searching his backpack. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And a driver who reported his car stolen in Connecticut Friday ends up under arrest himself.
The driver frantically called 911 in Connecticut, claiming someone at a gas station stole his Mercedes-Benz with his child inside. But Waterbury police soon figured out that was a lie and say the man claimed his 11-year-old was in the car to make it seem more urgent and to get them to quickly respond. Police charged 36-year-old Darian Palmer of New York with misusing the 911 system.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.